JSWeb.com.
And welcome to episode number 5. In the next 5 minutes, we hope to educate, entertain, and enlighten you. Now, we're going to do this with your confessions taken from the radio program archives. Plus, we'll explore your advice and answer questions about your relationships. We'll have Tank out on the street at the Palm Springs Market Night. We'll touch upon your news to abuse. Welcome to episode number 5. Let's start it off with something from the radio program archives. It's your confessions with me, the Reverend Jace.
I'm rehabilitated, man!
Your confessions with the Reverend Jace.
Come on, confess to the Reverend Jace.
What is your confession?
Well, Reverend Jace, you have already relieved me of a couple of confessions over the last couple of months, but I have one more I need to get rid of.
Oh, what's that, my friend?
Well, me and my stepsister had some hot and nasty sex in my parents' house.
What were you guys doing back at your parents' house?
Parents invited everybody over for the holidays, and we ended up sleeping out in the living room that night.
Oh, no.
Got to talking about how, you know, we were attracted to each other, and one thing led to another. And, well, you know.
And she's your stepsister. There's no blood relation, right?
No blood relation.
Right, so it's not like incest, really.
No, not
It's
really.
Incest by marriage.
Not by law, anyway.
It's not against the law. Oh, brother, I absolve you of all emotional responsibility. You're not married, are you?
Not at that time, I wasn't.
But you are now, and your kids have to say Aunt Mom and Uncle Dad?
Yes.
I'm kidding.
And we still kind of throw those looks towards each other, you know?
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
This is better than sex ed. We call it Jay Said. Questions come from your emails. Answers come from you. Class is in session. And Rob writes, Dear Jace, is it wrong to have different hoes in different area codes? Class, what do you think?
You know, I mean, the way I look at it, 25 and under, I think it's fair game. You know, I think if you need to do it across state lines, I'm kind of a state lines guy. That's my code, you know. Once, you know, Illinois to Missouri, Illinois to Wisconsin, man, I'm single all the time, you know what I mean?
Well, I don't agree with marriage before 30, so I think you should do whatever you feel you need to do before the age of 30. And so, I mean, whatever area code it is, I mean, so be it. I would say yeah, because it's like 25, if you're under 25, who cares? You're not, you know, yeah, definitely, it's okay.
Have you ever had different bones in different zones?
You know, back in my prime, yeah, maybe a little bit, but no, not anymore. I'm over that.
WWJD, what would Jace do?
Different hoes and different area codes is okay, as long as each of them is different than the other. It's called variety, my friend. It's called testing the waters. How else are you to find out what you're looking for? But remember, don't lead them on. That'll only result in your sex life being slashed and your car painted on.
Email us, jaceedwards@hotmail.com.
All right, we're in downtown Palm Springs. I see a sign that says Ask the Rabbi, so I'm asking the Rabbi. Rabbi, what would you like to see President Obama do first thing when he gets in office?
We'd like to see President Obama, as any president of the United States, take care of the needs of the United States of America to uphold the Constitution and all of its values, to ensure the safety and security of the United States and its citizens, no matter where they may be found.
I think I'd like to see him make good on all of the promises he made as he was running for president.
Fair enough. Anything specific?
I'd like to see what he does with healthcare reform.
Healthcare? You get sick a lot?
No, but I work at healthcare.
Do you? What do you do?
I'm a marketing rep for a medical company.
Like, so a company that makes drugs, pharmaceuticals?
No, a company that does radiology services.
Okay, so something that's actually helping then. Okay,
yeah,
that's good.
Absolutely.
All right. Okay. All right, thank you very much. What's the first thing you would like to see President Obama do with his term?
Well, I don't know about the first thing, but probably one of the things I really do want him to do is to fix the college football BCS format, to turn it into a playoff format. He said that he wanted to do it, and so I'd like to see him make good on that.
All right, ridiculous. Texas should have been in the game, man. I don't know what happened. I think a Texas-Florida championship would have been really good this year.
I think you're completely inaccurate. I do think it should have been a Florida-USC championship, because Texas lost to Texas Tech, who got stomped in the Cotton Bowl. So, therefore, USC should have been playing in there, and we're in Southern California, so go Trojans.
All right. Who did Florida end up playing in the championship?
Florida ended up playing Oklahoma.
And who beat Oklahoma?
Texas beat Oklahoma on a neutral field.
Now it's time for your news to abuse. Let's start off with your rock news. Ozzy Osbourne and his family will be returning to television soon, along with John Mayer. Yeah, the Osbournes' new gig is reportedly a variety-style show featuring candid camera-style skits, impersonations, audience games, celebrity guests, and the occasional performance by Ozzy. By the way, Ozzy does a great De Niro. You'll see it on Osbourne's Reloaded. Okay, maybe it won't, but it will air on Fox this spring. And on February 24th, Warner Brothers Records will unleash Covered, a revolution in sound. Disturbed will be doing Midlife Crisis by Faith No More. The Used will be doing Talking Heads Burning Down the House. And Mastodon will team up with Billy Gibbons of ZZ Top to perform ZZ Top's Just Got Paid.
Now it's time for Criminals in Sports. Okay, this week's Criminal in Sports is Quentin Rampage Jackson. A lot of people remember when he lost his title to Forrest Griffin last summer. What a lot of people didn't know was that he led cops on a police chase only 10 days later. He claimed that he was, let me get this right, delirious from a lack of sleep and food when he fled the police. I don't even know if they tested his blood alcohol level or not. Regardless, just had his court hearing, only going to have to complete 200 hours of community service.
Email us, jedwards@hotmail.com.
And that is webisode number 5. Remember, you can check us out on the internet, jaceweb.com. Email us, jaceedwards@hotmail.com. Or, of course, if you do the MySpace thing, add us as your friend, myspace.com/JaceEdwardsRadioProgram.
Check for new updates at jaceweb.com. Thank you for listening.